Hello, it's Graham Rogers. I am broadcasting from the heart of Bangkok, and I'm just chilling out in my room and contemplating the state of things, state of the world, state of Bangkok. How's things going with you? How's everybody coping with this crazy world in which we are living? Sometimes I can't decide whether I should concentrate on these matters or try to forget about them. Try to forget about the madness. I think yesterday I lost myself in comedy. Yeah, I watched old clips on the internet of classic British comedy shows from the 1970s. There was just something about that era that was fantastic. I guess it was, to me, the golden age of comedy. We had great shows like Whatever Happened to the Likely Lads, kind of cheesy shows like Are You Being Served, but they still had their funny moments. Amazing shows like Fawlty Towers, Only Fools and Horses, that was into the 80s and 90s. Just great stuff. The Morecambe and Wise show. This was the thing, you know. There was so much comedy that was really clean, actually. It wasn't smutty, it wasn't dirty, but it was just hilariously funny and everybody could laugh at it. If you want to check some out, check out maybe the Andre Previn sketch from Morecambe and Wise. That's a good starting point. Because if you watch that, you'll get all kinds of suggestions for other stuff, which will take you to loads of other classic clips from the 70s. The famous Two Ronnies, Four Candles sketch. If you haven't heard of that, you're in for a treat. But it was just a fantastic time. I think I'm kind of stuck in the 70s. I saw an album once called Stuck in the 70s, and a music album. And I think I am. I'm stuck in the 70s. The music I listen to is almost exclusively 70s, a little bit of 60s, a little bit classical, in fact, as well. Yeah, I'm fairly broad in my musical tastes, but mainly the 70s. I like T-Rex, I like David Bowie, and Mott the Hoople, and 10cc, and yeah, a fair few bands from the 70s. I pretty much can't name any bands which are around today, except for bands which were around in the 70s, and they're around today. Sparks, for example, that's another band I didn't mention. They're still going strong. They're just absolutely amazing, still playing to yeah, I wouldn't say packed out arenas. They don't really play big arenas, but they play universities, theatres, those kinds of places, and they still have a good following. I think they started in 1969. So, in a few years' time, they'll have been going for almost as long as the Rolling Stones. And, of course, they're still around and still touring. So it's very, very strange. So yes, the other way I try to take my mind off the insanity that's going on in the world is just trying to enjoy the positive things about Thailand. The most positive thing about Thailand to me is the food. I absolutely love the food. I know that Thai food's becoming popular in the UK and Australia. But it's not really authentic Thai food. The Thai food that we have here is totally different. So we have a little Thai restaurant just opposite where I live. I live in an apartment on the fifth floor. And they just know how to make everything just the way, exactly the way I like it. And I love spicy food. People are really surprised. Actually, when they taste the food that I'm able to eat, it just blows their head off. But I've got used to it, and I like it, and I think it's excellent. But anyway, this is just a little ramble, but this is me, and this is how I'm surviving the insanity at the moment. How are you surviving the insanity? So what I'm going to do now is go and listen to some music. Good vibes from the 1970s. Speak to you soon.